Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. NATO Day 2. President Trump will be heading back to Washington after a pretty short NATO visit with the collective nations. What are some of the takeaways, Paul? The president wanting the other countries economically to step up.
Well, they've agreed to do it. That is our lead story at 9 o'clock nationally, was the agreement to increase their commitment to invest 5% of their annual GDP now on defense and security. This would happen by 2035. This is something the president's been calling for since his first term.
Correct. And the biggest story, obviously, is the ceasefire seems to be holding between Israel and Iran. And then...
Yes, no outbreaks of violence that we've seen so far.
And what we haven't heard much on is any conversations about Ukraine and Russia.
That has surprisingly not topped the list of topics coming out of the NATO coverage. I'm curious to see what did develop, if anything.
I'm sure we'll hear more on that upon the president's return.
No, meanwhile, wasn't Zelensky he was supposed to be there.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we'll keep you covered on all the details. Meanwhile, I think we're the fireworks capital of the world, the city. Certainly just to the north, we have the great Zambelli family in Newcastle and their pyrotechnics, the families behind this who emigrated here and kept the fireworks. Now it's the Freedom Fireworks Fest, and with the details from Grace Life Church, creative and marketing directors, we've got our team, Laura Mancuso and PJ Scott. Welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. How are you today?
Hot, but that's another story.
So, yes, us too.
Tell us about the Freedom Fireworks Fest.
All right. So, yeah, we actually, Grace Life, we are at the once was DoubleTree Hotel right by Monrovia Mall. We're now in this building, and we love our community, and we thought what a great way to have something to house the community on the 4th of July because the fireworks get set off at the mall. We thought it would be really great to do something called Freedom Fest for everybody before the fireworks, since thousands of people come to watch the fireworks and they're hanging out in the parking lots doing nothing. We thought we'll feed them and have some entertainment and just kind of bring the community even more together on the 4th of July.
Can you talk more about the display that's planned itself?
Yes, absolutely. We are going to have food trucks. We're going to have places for families and children to come. We're going to have water balloons. It's going to be the best time in Monroeville ever. So come out. We're still planning some of the things we're going to have as far as what food trucks are going to be there, but guarantee it's going to be the best time of the summer.
Yeah, live music and inflatables and dunk tanks for the kids. And, plenty of food. I'm pretty sure we have about 5 food trucks coming at the moment.
And we also are going to have our JSY Jesus Saves Yens clothing line, fresh new drop that we just put out, coming out. It's going to be ready and available for everybody to purchase.
Yes.
That's JS, Jesus Saves, and the Y is for?
Jesus Saves Yens. All my yens are out there.
I thought that's what you said. Hey, why not? All right. When is this happening again?
This is going to be on July 4th at 6 p.m. So come down. We're actually going to be walking in the parade, in Monroeville Parade. And so after that, come on down to 101 Mall Boulevard at 6 p.m. Stay for the party, and then there's going to be fireworks right after.
All right. Well, appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. Thank you both.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing everyone there.
You got it. Laura Mancuso, PJ Scott with the Grace Life Church in Monroeville. I love that, JSY.
Yeah. Look, if you're looking for a place to take your family and you don't want to go all the way into Pittsburgh, if you're out in the eastern suburbs.
Option.
There you go.
The fireworks, I saw some over the weekend just driving around, and randomly, I know the Pirates had one fireworks night Friday, last Friday, which is always really popular. But one of the coolest things I ever got to do, Paul, was fly at night on July 4th.
Oh, you got to look at the display from the air. That must have been cool.
As far as the eye could see, you could see different displays going on. It was so cool.
You know, to tell you, to your point about us being the capital of fireworks displays and how often we'll have them for almost any reason. A few weeks ago on a Saturday night, I was trying to get to sleep. I had stayed up, quote unquote, late, like 8, 9 o'clock, whatever time it was. So I was trying to get to sleep. I had trouble. And then all of a sudden I heard fireworks. You know, like the big display at the end, the grand finale, right? And I'm thinking, what the heck's going on here? And the next day I realized it was Mars was celebrating Mars Day.
Oh, yeah.
They had to have fireworks for that, right?
Yeah, they had Beer Fest, which created fireworks of its own. Of course, not to be confused with fireballs. All right.
Or fireball whiskey.
Yeah, did you get the text I sent you about the cruise? You wanted that information.
I haven't looked recently.
Well, let me resend it to you. I think, Aaron, we should. Aaron's laughing. I think we should call maybe Friday. Let's get the people on from the local nudist camp.
Right. Have them tell us all about what people could expect if they're signing up for this cruise.
No, they have it's considered the Super Bowl of nude volleyball.
Oh,
talk about an awkward interview. Awkward is not even an appropriate enough term for that.
I don't think you can find the right words. That'd be one of those interviews. As soon as the guest is on, you might freeze. Like, oh, I booked. Oh.
How about this? Get a Sharpie and connect the dots of mosquito bites.
Okay. Wow.
Afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. Short time ago, we had a chance to check in with CBS's Robert Berger, who is in Jerusalem and has been since 1989. And the number one question around the world, is the ceasefire holding?
It is. Basically, since yesterday, there hasn't been any fire, and Israelis woke up today feeling a lot more confident about walking around on the streets. You know, for 12 days, you had these ballistic missiles coming in from Iran that carry these very heavy warheads, causing a lot of damage to neighborhoods. So a lot of people going, assessing the damage if their homes were hit. Others, kids getting back to school, some people going back to work.
It's remarkable the resilience of the Israeli people and over the years. Just in this case, though, the confrontation with Iran, happily in a ceasefire. Are you optimistic that this will hold?
I think the ceasefire is going to hold. Of course, there are big questions in addition to that. Basically, President Trump wants a ceasefire. I actually think the Israelis might have liked to have had a few more days to target Iran. This was a very successful air war, and there were additional targets they might have liked to have gotten. But overall, the assessment in Israel, I know there's a lot of debate now in America about whether how far back Iran was set by these airstrikes, both U.S. and Israeli. But here, the feeling is that their nuclear program has been set back quite a ways. Having said that, this is a hostile regime to Israel, especially, and the feeling is that they're going to try and revive that nuclear program.
I'm curious, Robert, what the reaction was to President Trump. The last thing he said when he got into the helicopter, Marine One, was that both countries, and he dropped an expletive, don't know what they're doing. What was the reaction in Israel to that?
A little shocked. That's about the toughest public criticism I've heard of Israel over the years, especially since Trump has really been backing Israel throughout this war and throughout Gaza. He was very complimentary to the Israeli airstrikes. I think there was a misunderstanding. The ceasefire was due to take place 6 hours after the time President Trump announced it at 1 a.m. Eastern the other day. And in the Middle East, that means you have 6 more hours to inflict some final blows. So Israel had launched some heavy attacks on Iran. Iran fired missiles at Israel. And President Trump didn't like it. So that hurt the Israelis. But the feeling is that they'll get beyond that and you know, get relations back on track.
And he said, and apparently did, once he boarded Air Force One to go to the Netherlands for the NATO summit, that he reached out to Benjamin Netanyahu to try to call off the attack, which was tempered. So nothing has transpired between the two countries since. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, you know, the people kind of joke that maybe Israel's the 51st state and not Canada, because, I mean, President Trump said, turn those aircraft around. The Israelis were on their way to a strike inside Iran, and the president gave what amounted really much to an order by, if you will, the commander-in-chief, and Netanyahu really had no choice but to call the planes back. They did carry out a symbolic strike on a radar site, but it was very minor, and they came back. And now the ceasefire is holding.
That part, very good news, though we did hear there was an attack on Israeli soldiers in Gaza.
Yeah, you know, so you wake up, you finish one war, and during these 12 days...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Of war with Iran, people sort of forgot about Gaza or got pushed on the back burner. You know, that war has been going on for more than 630 days, and it's still there. You have 50 hostages, of whom 20 are believed to be alive. And so Israelis woke up to the news this morning that 7 soldiers were killed in an ambush in Gaza when their armored vehicle was hit by a bomb. So, yeah, that's any elation there might have been over the end of the Iran conflict was tempered by that ongoing war.
And finally, Robert, a question about, and retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland of CBS, who I'm sure you're familiar with, military analyst, suggested that Iran is in disarray in terms of military leadership.
Well, Israel, in the very opening salvo, killed 3 top generals, basically chiefs of staff of the Revolutionary Guards, of the Air Force, and the military. And they killed quite a number of military commanders during this 12-day conflict, and also inflicting damage on the ballistic missile program and on various facilities of the Revolutionary Guard. So, yeah, they are kind of in disarray, I would think. But what you know, what a lot of people were hoping for, both here and in America and elsewhere, was maybe regime change. That we'll have to wait and see, because the war is over, and there really isn't any sign of on the ground of major unrest that might topple the Ayatollah regime.
Robert, as always, really appreciate your time and your perspective. Thank you. Stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
You got it. That is Robert Berger in Jerusalem from CBS. 925 at KDK from in the city. Welcome to the Big K Morning Show. And every Wednesday, we welcome Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, and more important to the Odyssey family, Marty Griffin's wife. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Summer in the city. Hot.
Woohoo, it's hot.
And that's where we're going to start with kids.
Yeah, you know, Kids Work has a great article right now on how to keep kids safe in the heat. And it kind of varies also what the issues might be, from little babies up through high schoolers. And we kind of cover a little bit of all of that. I mean, for high school athletes, they're still practicing outside right now, and you really need to be cautious. In fact, 9,000 high school athletes a year will be treated for some sort of heat illness. So you really have to make sure the kids are hydrated and that they know what the signs are of heat illness so they can speak up and tell them the importance of speaking up if they're not feeling well.
Well, that's a good point. There are a lot of sports camps. I was at a lacrosse practice on Monday, and it was on that, you know, the turf.
Oh.
So it seemed extraordinarily hot. So they literally cut the practice in half.
Good.
Made sure everybody was hydrated. Yeah. Then to end the practice short, they had a water balloon battle.
Oh, fun. See, and I love that coaches are looking out for that. But in the end, a kid really needs to advocate for themselves and really make sure that they're, you know, hydrated enough, they're feeling okay. So that's fantastic to hear. You know, for little babies, the advice is very different for babies, how much sunscreen they can wear and what part of their body versus toddlers versus older kids. So check out our kidsburg.org story on heat and safety for kids, because I don't want to go into all those details, but you don't necessarily want to put it all over a baby's body because it does get absorbed into their skin.
That's a very good point. I know a lot of moms and dads like to take their kids out naturally to walk in the park. And the other caution is the cars get so hot. You can actually burn yourself when you're getting into a hot car, as you know, but sometimes little kids don't. You have to think for them. And then on top of that,
and slides too. I mean, any kind of surface, you really have to be careful.
All right. That said, if you want to play indoors because it's too hot.
Yeah, I realize that, you know, sometimes it's just not that fun when it's this hot to be outside. So I wanted to highlight this great guide we have on 17 places to play indoors in and around Pittsburgh. We've got everything from carpet skate parks to roller rinks to, you know, those big fun places that have arcades and bowling. So many fun options, trampoline parks. Check out our guide. You're going to find something that you and your family will enjoy. Of course, my favorite place always, the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. And in the summer, the Museum Lab is open for older kids. They're open more in the summers, too.
Rich Fitzgerald and I had the president of the Carnegie Libraries in the region. There are 20, and many of them have been really upgraded, and they're air conditioned. He said it multiple times.
Yes, and they've got so much great programming for kids and teens now, too.
All right. What can we do this weekend? We're right before the big 4th of July 3-day holiday.
Yeah, hard to believe that's only coming up next weekend. But this Friday starts the series of First Fridays at Frick Pittsburgh. If you've never been to this, it's probably one of the most beautiful settings and experiences you're going to have in our area. It's the lawn of the Frick Mansion, which is so beautiful. There's live music you can sit and enjoy. There's food trucks. There's family activities and art making. It's free. They have a $5 adult donation suggested, but it's this Friday as well as two other Fridays throughout the summer. And then the world's biggest rubber duck is back.
It's coming back.
It's back. It's there now, but it's open to the public Friday through Sunday at Idlewild.
I just saw it on PTL, and I didn't know whether that was the old footage of when it was here.
So it was here in 2013. It's six stories high, if you remember. I mean, we took the kids out to see it when it was right at the point. And now it's at Idlewild Friday through Sunday with all kind of duck-themed activities through the weekend. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
By the way, Idlewild is one of those gems for families, especially with young families.
No question. It is, honestly, I just have some of the most wonderful memories of going there with our family. It's perfect for little kids, especially because my kids were not big into any kind of roller coaster type of thing. So, you know, they've got perfectly age appropriate things. And then there's something about that storybook forest, isn't that what's called Storybook Forest?
Yeah.
Where you walk through, that's just so real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Disney. I grew up in Orlando, but it's very glossy, you know, and this is just everything's hand painted. The costumes are made by hand. Like, it's just so adorable.
And it's part, if you don't know, the system that's Kennywood and Sandcastle, the same now company, the same company that owns Dollywood owns those three parks. And originally, that was to get people to use the railroad.
I read that.
So they put the park right by Ligonier there.
Yeah.
And
And the train goes right through.
Right. They encouraged people to, hey, take the railroad to the park.
Yeah.
So that was part of the reason they built it there.
And even though they've been bought by these larger, you know, companies, they have kept the local charm and they've kept the local workers, like the artist who's been there for decades and still hand paints all of Storybook Forest and refurbishes the carousel. It's really a special place, no question.
Go to kidsburg.org. Christine, are you going to stick around?
I am, yes. I'll be here for the first half of Marty's show, too.
Sounds good. Thank you. Great stuff. Again, kidsburg.org.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, President Donald Trump told reporters at the NATO summit the ceasefire between Israel and Iran is going, in his words, very well. He also commented on Iran's nuclear intentions.
The last thing they want to do is enrich anything right now. They want to recover. And we won't let that happen, number one. Militarily, we won't. I think we'll end up having somewhat of a relationship with Iran.
And another note from the NATO summit, Iran's parliament has agreed to fast-track a proposal to stop cooperating with the UN nuclear watchdog.
Meanwhile, a lot of people holding their breath, hoping that the ceasefire itself holds.
So possible thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight.
And they'll be isolated, scattered in nature.
Any storms could include some flooding downpours, apparently damaging wind gusts, but again, isolated. And the concern is power outages as a result.
Yeah, we ended up having some yesterday related to the heat stress on the system.
And we'll have both today, some storms and the heat stress in spots. The Steelers' new starting quarterback is talking about the coming season, and he says it looks like his last.
No better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
I don't know if you remember the game where the Steelers played the Packers, and there was kind of a wink, a smile between Coach Tomlin on the sidelines
right.
and Aaron Rodgers on the field about some offside call or something, and they seemed to have a rapport.
Even the network picked up on that. That wasn't just a Pittsburgh media thing.
They did. And it just was interesting to me that after all these seasons, Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
If you had asked me back when he was still with Green Bay, if that's where this would all end, I'd say you're nuts.
Really? And looks like it won't last long either way. So hopefully they'll be able to make hay.
But it's not crazy talk.
The Steelers report to St. Vincent College in Latrobe on July 23rd and open to the public.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.